A Better Way to Test by Dr. Ashish K. Jha. Imagine spitting on a special strip of paper every morning and being told 2 minutes later whether you were positive for COVID-19. If everyone in the U.S. did this daily, we would dramatically drop our transmission rates and bring the pandemic under control. Schools and businesses could reopen with the peace of mind that infectious individuals had been identified. Michael Mina of the Harvard School of Public Health has been a major proponent of this idea and has pushed the idea of a test that costs as little as $1, which the government could mass produce and provide free of charge to everyone. In fact, these technologies exist today. Antigen tests are significantly cheaper and faster than the RT-PCR tests that are at the heart of America's current testing infrastructure, which is collapsing. As coronavirus cases surge around the country, laboratories are facing crippling shortages of key supplies and growing backlogs of samples. In many states, it can take 10 to 15 days to get test results, rendering these tests useless as a tool to prevent transmission and bring the pandemic under control. For most people, the peak period of infectiousness lasts about a week, and in the middle of this testing collapse, cities and towns are preparing to return millions of children to school this fall with neither the intention nor the capability to test them. At this critical moment in our nation's fight against COVID-19, it is time to radically rethink our approach to testing. The way forward is not a perfect test, but one offering rapid results. Over the past months, much of the conversation around testing has focused on accuracy. Tests have been touted for their high sensitivity, and the FDA requires diagnostic tests to correctly identify 95% of positive cases. The intuition behind this is clear. We want a test that won't miss positive cases and send infected individuals back into the world to spread the virus.